Welcome in, Starseeds. This is your Cancer New Moon reading, and I'm April from Real Talk Tarot. I'm so happy to have you join me tonight as we do something a little different for me. We're going to do a pick-a-card reading. I have three decks before me, and I want you to meditate, concentrate, calculate, articulate. Sorry. One, two, or three, okay? Now, I will choose a card from that deck, and then I will expand on that for each sign, Aries through Pisces, what this new moon is going to bring out emotionally for you, okay? So, I want you to concentrate, and as I shuffle these decks, with the new moon being in Cancer, this is about home, family, security, and comfort, all right? So, the theme is comfort. Now, comfort can mean a lot of things. We have to be careful with comfort. Of course, comfort can be a good thing. However, on the shadow side, we could become comfortable with things that are not healthy for us. And because the new moon is about beginnings, we know that that's usually preceded by a release of some kind, all right? So I'm going to continue to shuffle a little bit, get these cards warmed up here. Spirit, show me a message for the collective, please. As they choose the pile, one, two, or three, for their message. What are you being drawn to? What number? Okay. All right, so let's get started. Keeping your number in mind, we're going see what messages come from pile number one. Alright? So if you chose the number one, your collective message for this new moon is the Tower. Okay? So that is the ending that will bring about the change, all right? Now, this could shake up your foundation. It could give you intense discomfort, all right? You may have to leave your comfort zone, all right? Think outside the box. What you will have to do, though, is not contain your emotion, maybe in a way, contain your emotion, control it, not so that you're not feeling it, all right, or that you're over-feeling it, but that you're somewhere in the middle where you can observe the emotion, but not become it, okay? You will have to maintain some sort of self-control. This new moon is going to bring about huge change for the number one. All right, now moving on to pile number two. Let's see, Spirit, what is the message for the collective that chose the number two, please? The King of Wands reversed. you could be feeling very temperamental at this time. Okay. The King of Wands wants what he wants, and he wants it now. Now, you could be this King of Wands, or you could be dealing with this King of Wands. But the emotion is very controlling. Perhaps arrogant. Okay, this could be, you know, an abuse of authority. If someone's holding authority over others in any type of way, all right? So someone could be dealing with this King of Wands reversed, and this energy could definitely bring about a lot of different emotions, depending on what side of this you are on, okay? All right, so Spirit, what have you to say for pile number 3? For those who chose 3, which, by the way, is not a tarot deck. I threw this in as a little surprise. It's the Prism deck. So Spirit, what is your message? Caution, okay? Caution came out if you chose number 3. Now, again, this is like, you can be overly cautious, all right, because of all this emotion. So it's time to use a little bit of logic if you can, all right? Because you're going to be all up in your feels, which could cause you to be overly cautious, okay? Or this could simply be a warning from Spirit to be cautious, maybe of others' emotions that are out of control, okay? All right. Now, let's go back in here. I'm going to keep these 3 cards out. And now we're going to pick a card for each of the signs, Aries through Pisces. We're going to read this across the 3 pick a cards. As your overall general energy. So we have the Tower, the King of Wands reversed, and caution. We need to be cautious of either behaving like the King of Wands reversed or of someone behaving this way. All right? So, Spirit, for the starseed of Aries, please. What advice or message? We have the Ace of Wands reversed. This would indicate a new blessing or a new beginning. But Aries, your message is to be cautious of the emotional nature of either yourself or whom you're dealing with before you accept any offers. Taurus, what messages do you have for Taurus, please? The 2 of Pentacles reversed. Okay, if you have been juggling this energy of, an authority there's an authority here there's a danger here, okay, Taurus, there's a warning here of a King of Wands reversed energy that is going to drop the ball here. They have been juggling, okay? And for whatever reason, they've been able to do that. However, this new moon is going to bring a tower, either because the ball was dropped or it will cause the ball to drop. I mean, the whole damn thing's going to blow. Okay? Now, for the star seed of Gemini Spirit, you have the Hanged Man reversed. Okay? So, you've got a handle on the emotional, you might even intuitively, you know, what this is really all about, okay? Yeah, Gemini, you know what's going on here with this King of Wands energy. You might have even cautioned the tower moment. Okay. For Cancer, you have the Seven of Cups reversed. Okay. So any illusions, any deceit, any untruths, any lost opportunities will be revealed with this new moon, okay? And it's going to probably cause that tower, all right? When the truth of all that comes out, there could very well be a tower. For the star seed of Leo, please, what message for Leo? Nine of Cups reversed. Again, if someone's being arrogant and prideful, perhaps even childish, there's going to be a tower here that is going to create a loss of whatever you've built up here with the Nine of Cups. It will be reversed. There'll be a loss of love, okay? So again, controlling your emotions, if there happens to be, you know, a trigger here, is going to be very important. All right, for the star seed of Virgo, please. Nine of Pentacles reversed. All right, this could indicate a potential loss of finances or stability, all right? So you will need to keep your emotions in check when dealing with anything regarding money or security, okay? Because it's an authority, it could be a bank, it could be a... credit union, I don't know, something like that, okay? Libra, you are carrying a burden of emotions regarding this King of Wands energy, okay? You are still struggling with this tower moment. There's a caution that this has been a heavy cross to bear, okay? Whatever this has been for you. You might have been under some authority thumb for a while, or even just under the pressure of things being revealed, okay? Scorpio Spirit, what will this new moon bring emotionally for the star seed of Scorpio, please? Spirit. The sun. All right, so Scorpio, what you're going to some emotion is going to be illuminated, okay? There could be a caution of you enlightening someone about this King of Wands reversed energy, and that could create a tower, all right? Because remember, during this new moon in Cancer, everyone is emotionally charged and amplified, okay? So you might be, there might be a need for you to be cautious with information, okay? Don't allow your emotions to get so out of control that you share something that either shouldn't be shared or perhaps not with the person you're sharing it with, okay? You get me? All right. Sagittarius, what emotions need to be in check? Ah, the High Priestess, sideways. Okay. So this could go either way for you, Sagittarius. All right. But you will need to use your intuition here. Okay. Which is different from emotions. It's kind of a marrying of the intellect and emotions. So you'll need a balanced assessment when you're dealing with this King of Wands reversed energy, okay? Because there's a, again, you know, there is the potential for a tower moment. You might need to keep that aspect of your personality in check if you're dealing with authority, all right? Okay, who's up next? Capricorn. What is this new moon message for Capricorn, Spirit? This new moon message for Capricorn. Justice reverse. Okay, so Capricorn, something may not be fair. There could be a tower moment around an authority. This is caution for you not to lose your shit. Okay? And somebody is probably going to test you with this, you know, this authority or this arrogant know-it-all is going to condescend to the point where you're going to want to just try to keep that in check, okay? That's all I have for you, Capricorn. Aquarius. What is the message for Aquarius, Spirit? You have the Three of Pentacles reversed, okay? You may be very emotional around the fact that there's not going to be a coming together or a meeting of the minds. In fact, it's just going to all blow the hell up with this tower. So, Aquarius, you might have to face that you were exhibiting this energy, okay? And whether or not you want to be accountable or not, there's going to be a breaking down of this foundation, okay? But remember, all this has to happen so that a new solid foundation can be built, all right? We cannot build our dreams in sandcastles. Yeah, that'll last about a minute. We all know. When the tide comes in, it's over. All right? And that's very fitting because the tide of emotion is coming in right now with this new moon. Okay. And finally, last but not least, let's find out what's going on for the starseed of Pisces spirit. What is the new moon message for Pisces? The star. These are hopes and wishes. And this looks to me like spirit is cautioning you to continue to chase your own dreams and never mind about this tower. Just let this sucker go. Let it fall, let it burn. Okay? Just let it burn, Pisces. It's time for you to catch a falling star. It's time you dream a wish on a star. Go after your dreams. There's still hope that even after this tower, Spirit wants you to know that there's hope, all right? There's a light at the end of this tunnel. Okay. Now, I'm going to run down just a couple more cards here. Let's see. We could go back through the collective. And I'm going to give you one more message here from let's see what this tower is going, this new moon, after the tower spirit, what will be coming in for the star seeds. I'll run them down again, Aries through Pisces. Okay. Okay. Aries. Underdog. Alright. If you were an underdog before or felt misunderstood, unrepresented, disrespected, perhaps you feel like you need to protect someone that is an underdog in a situation. All right? This new moon will bring about that change. For Taurus placement, revenge. Someone wants revenge. Someone is spiteful, bitter, petty, and mean. These feelings and emotions will be amplified during this moon. Okay. Gemini, please, Spirit. Gold digger. All right. Gemini. Need I say more? Any attempts to mess with your finances, any attempts to manipulate a situation to gain finances under any kind of shady situations could definitely lead to a tower moment. Okay. For the star seed of Cancer. Patience. Okay. So, Cancer, believe it or not, even with all this emotion and all this hoopla and rah-rah and whatever you want to call it, Cancer is going to exhibit patience. This full moon, or I mean, I'm sorry, this new moon is going to bring out patient side of you. Alright, who's up? Leo. Leo, you have illusion. Okay? This new moon energy will be bringing up an illusion for you. Virgo, inner peace. At the end of the day, Virgo, you will receive inner peace. Libra, take the long way home. So Libra, I think you're just going with the flow. You're kind of on that trust your journey type of emotion here, okay? You are trusting that whatever is happening is for the highest good, okay? Even if it is emotionally traumatic, financially, whatever crisis this causes, you might have to take the long way home, okay? It might be a struggle to come back from something. But you will, okay? Scorpio, thirsty. You, or this energy around you, is still thirsty, okay? And I'm not sure that's in a good way. Some of this hoopla, rah-rah, and all of this tower moment, and this petty, crazy king who's creating all this chaos is really just thirsty for attention, okay? This is an attention whore. Sagittarius. Reconciliation. All right? This tower might bring about a moment of reconciliation. This could even be, after the tower moment, and after the dust settles, there is a chance for things to kind of come back together. Now, they might not come back together the same way. This could just be about forgiveness, about acceptance, and just compassion for yourself and others' mistakes, okay? Capricorn, you have conspiracy, okay? So, this new moon, this new dark moon in Cancer is bringing out some type of conspiracy in your energy. There may have been or could be, because caution is here, a tower moment coming or has come. Because someone isn't showing their true feelings. They're behaving like a King of Wands reversed. Maybe in order to manipulate the situation, okay? to get people to behave a certain way that benefits them. Okay, Aquarius, you have insecurities. All right, so Aquarius, you could be this King of Wands reversed, who's exhibiting all the signs of a childish, spoiled brat, all right? Or you could be dealing with one, but this is going to be amplified, or you'll be seeing this in someone or yourself. It'll be, amplified to where it becomes conscious. It's in your face, right? And finally, Pisces. We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. Okay, so Pisces, you already know what's up, okay? You're the star here. That was your card. And I feel like you could actually be the mirror for these people. Now, you could be absorbing this energy as well. So you need to be careful and protect yourself so that you don't absorb energies and take them on as your own. Okay? You realize that there's something a little magical happening here, okay? There's something like happening behind the scenes, in the ethers, however you want to put it, in that dream state, that's working out these everyday 3D problems, okay? But it's happening in the 5D. But the new moon is going to heighten those feelings that are coming with this change, all right? So a lot of people are uncomfortable around you, all right? This is nothing new to you. This is like, just another day. But others are feeling it, so you might have to be more conscious of that, all right? So, collective, those were your messages for this new moon. I hope you enjoyed them. It was so nice to have you with me tonight, and I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.